ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Here we are, 3 weeks in, entering our fourth week into the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. And still no answers, at least as of our recording right here. DNA found inside the home. Mixture. It is still being separated to be tested. There's a glove that was found 2 miles away. It did not have any sort of CODIS match, but it had DNA on it. Allegedly, genetic genealogy is now in play here on at least that one, and I'm sure maybe the other. We'll find out. Google says they probably can't pull more camera footage, and the lab that's processing everything isn't the initially was not the FBI's. Jennifer Coffin, retired FBI special agent, is with us to help break down where we're at in this nightmare of a story that just doesn't seem to end. Jen, let's talk about the DNA profiles, because now we is essentially what we understand is we have two. There's some sort of a DNA profile in the house. That's the mixed one. There's the one on this glove that was found 2 miles away, and now they're saying that they're going to go to genetic genealogy to get more on that. I want to talk both of them, but they're both very different. Let's talk about the glove really quick. Should we have any sort of weight on this glove whatsoever, I guess, is my question.
It's such a great question. And from the beginning, we've known, first of all, the proximity, you know, over 2 miles away, and the fact that it was in a field of gloves, right? 16 in various locations far away from the house. But they identified this one, I think, as matching, you know, the consistency of the gloved hand of Porch Guy. That's what I'm calling it.
Yeah.
Instead of Porch Guy, we have Porch Guy. And so in any event, you know, they have to go through this because what if it's the guy? What if it is the glove? So they're doing the right thing, going with IgG to make sure they identify whose it is. And only after that are we going to know if it's important or not.
There, I mean, the Nanos even had said the other day, he's like, I got other gloves too. He mentioned that he's got some from 5 miles away, some from, so there's more gloves even like in, and I imagine, I mean, honest to God, if you just go for a walk down the road, you're going to find rubber gloves on the sides of roads. You are. I was kind of talking about this in the car the other day with my daughter. I was explaining where things are at and I was saying, you know, it's crazy. You could go, I can guarantee if we stop right now, walk 2 miles, we'll probably at least each come back with 10 rubber gloves at any given place. And as we were turning, I'm like, there's one right there. And there was one on the side of the road here. So it's something you're going to find on the side of the road. So at what point, I guess, there's only so much manpower here. And, you know, there are budgets and things of that nature. I guess, how are we prioritizing or how are they prioritizing what should be run through IgG and what should not, especially the further out we go from the scene itself? What is noise and what is not? How do we, you can't possibly check everything.
Right. When you look at this glove, though, apparently it matches the other glove. And as I said, that glove is a bit unique. If you look at it, it looks thicker than most nitrile gloves that you're going to wear. It looks extended, almost like it's crunched up. It's not really like the normal gloves you would see somebody committing this sort of crime have. And so I guess I have cautious optimism that this could be connected. Certainly they do. But as far as your question, listen, the president is on this. Kash Patel has said unlimited resources. There is no amount of money and no amount of resources that aren't going to be expended, in my belief, to find Nancy Guthrie.
And I guess what got me about the it looks similar to the glove in the video comment, because I was like, OK, well, why is there weight on this? And honest to God, it just seems like a really generic thing of it looks like, yeah, I don't know. Did they have a better look at this glove than the rest of us? How are they coming to that determination? Because honest to my layman's eyes, it looks like any, you know, latex glove that I thought it looked like a latex glove over a glove, quite honestly. But maybe they've gleaned more from the video than that.
Well, you know, what we've learned is that we got that video within hours of it being received from the FBI. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I can tell you that the FBI, after it was released, is working on defining the details even more than what we can see. Certainly within a few hours, there is no way they had a chance to send it to Quantico to do what they could do to refine imaging and look in that darkness and make things more alive. So I'm wondering if they had that ability and it was successful when it came to the globe.
Yeah, I'm really curious to find out, okay, here's why we were paying more attention to this one. I mean, they don't have to tell us obviously anything, but I am really curious to understand that better. What about the DNA in the house? From what we understand, it's a mixed DNA that's going on there. We don't know, as far as my understanding, what surface this was on or where they found it, but it's a mixture, which is an interesting thing because when you have a mixture, that's more likely to be, you know, something that had to do with a struggle or the two people possibly being together. What do we know about that with a mixture of DNA? Do we know if the other half is Nancy's or where are we sitting there?
Well, what I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong from our sourcing, but I understood him to say partial.
Partial. Okay. Partial.
And partial, of course, is a bit different from mixture.
Mixture, yeah.
So when I heard him say partial, to me, that just means it's not the, you know, thousands of identifying pieces in the DNA you would want. But as I understand it, the least amount that's been used in a case is only 7. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have thousands necessarily to make a match. So, but I think it certainly makes it much more challenging, and that's what they're working on. I'm surprised in a sense we haven't heard more about that, but I think it's kind of good. When we don't hear and they don't ask for our help, that means they typically have the answers.
And that is what I think a lot of everybody's hoping behind the scenes. There's a hell of a lot more going on than we know. And I'm sure there is to a certain extent. It's just how much. With that being said, where do you think this goes with DNA? Is this going to be, are we going to identify somebody through that direction? Or are we going to end up coming up with something a little bit faster through other avenues, like maybe the receipts or whatnot? I don't know, because We're pretty far in here. I would think if we had more information to identify this person, we would have it. Or maybe they already do behind the curtain.
Well, I think the other avenues are their best bet. And I only say that because even if they make out that DNA, again, that could be somebody who moved her furniture. I mean, we don't know if it's touch DNA, if it's, you know, a hair. We have no idea. Seminal fluid, saliva, sweat. There's so many possibilities. So we don't know how the DNA was transmitted. And then we also don't know where. So we don't really know how important it is. But just the fact that they've mentioned it several times makes me think they think it's fairly important. Mm-hmm. But the biggest piece of evidence we have by far is Porch Guy. There is nothing more important than that. I've said it over and over. Somebody who is familiar with him, relative, coworker, good friend, they already know who that is. That's mm-hmm. my belief, as you would. Yum. You would know if that was your dad.
Yum.
And someone knows, and they need to come forward. That's the best piece of evidence, Tony. But I tell you what, that towed car, that towed Range Rover, I'm sniffing all over that right now.
Is that still in custody?
As far as we know, and there are couple of details about it that makes me believe it's very important. First of all, we know there were federal search warrants related to both. I truly believe there was a transfer of title, and it's going to be not the person that it was transferred to, but the person it was transferred from. I'm still digging before mm-hmm. I post on that. Yeah. I finally posted who I believe it was transferred to. Mm-hmm. And that was the search warrant, because I have definite information, because it comes from the guy's lawyer mm-hmm. as to who he was. And mm-hmm. so that's good to finally have a name and a face, but it sure. certainly doesn't look like anyone in the camera. So now digging to see if I can find that absolute proof as to who it was sold from. Mm-hmm. But this is the piece, Tony. They covered the back with a tarp. In other words, not covered it. They held it up so that people could not see what was going on inside of that vehicle, what happened inside of that vehicle. And that's critical. The other thing, they sealed it with crime scene tape. And of course, federally, they were able to wheel it off. They seized it. That's big stuff.
Do we know, are we positive this vehicle is involved with the Guthrie case itself? This is the vehicle, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm trying to put the pieces together here because there's been so much. This is the, I believe, last Friday night from when one Friday night. Is this where there was the allegations that somebody had died in the vehicle?
Right. And that came from a YouTuber, essentially, who was following the menagerie, right? I can just picture this. It probably looked like some sort of circus line, you know, with all these reporters and all these YouTubers and everybody going out and trying to follow yeah. the SWAT van. I could just picture it all.
Yeah.
But anyway, one of these YouTubers actually saw another death that mm-hmm. took place near a white van. And remember, a white van had previously been mentioned. So there was a lot of confusion.
So that's different. Okay. That's totally separate. Totally. Okay. Totally. I'm glad we can, because if I'm conflating it, because I believe that they were like, that's nothing to do with this case. It's a totally right. other. Okay. It's just what's going on with the Range Rover. So yeah, I mean, they're digging and hopefully, but with anything, as with any investigation, the biggest thing everyone needs to remember is it's process of elimination. Get in there, see what you have. If it leads anywhere, great. If not, no. But they're going to keep what they need to keep as they go through it. Let's talk about the Nest cameras that we're learning about. Apparently, there were some other ones nearby. What we're understanding now is that Google believes they're not going to be able to get any other information off other cameras that were on the property. But there was obviously what we have seen from the video doorbell version. Do you think there's more that they have, or have they revealed if there is more that they have other than what has been shown to the public as of right now?
Well, my understanding is they're still data mining that. Mm-hmm. It's essentially like an onion. Because there was no subscription, you still have that video that's written onto the tape. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, then somebody else over and over and over and over and over again of these video transmissions. And so they're trying to peel back all those layers and get to the layer that would have been this night, you know, February 1st. So that's our really early morning of February 1st. So that's what they're trying to do. I have not heard definitively that it can't be done. Remember, we have to be a little bit cautious when we hear something from Sheriff Nanos, because early on he said there was no way to get any video.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd be cautious on any words. Yes.
You got to be a little cautious. He needs a lot of lessons in communication.
It's hard to speak of anything in absolutes in this case because we don't have anything yet. We don't know the answers to these questions. So while we go down one road and it seems like, well, that's a dead end, you never know. You never know where things may veer until we actually have the true answer of what happened here. Helicopters with Bluetooth signal detectors have been searching for Nancy's pacemaker signal as well, and drones as well. That device, of course, disconnected from her phone at 2:28 the night that she disappeared. They have the basically sniffer. It's like a Bluetooth sniffer. It can, I believe, 200 yards, I think, is its range. Pretty good for trying to pick up a Bluetooth signal. And they've been flying around the area seeing if she's somewhere in the general vicinity. So far, no hits. How far does a search like that go, using a tool like that to try and pinpoint? And if she's not in the direct vicinity, is it likely that she's anywhere close by, or is it close, or she's far, far away at this point?
I think it has to be a total intelligence-based search.
Yeah.
Right? In other words, when you get information, then you could send something like that out. The signal sniffer is the terminology. I've heard various ranges as far as how close you have to be. But Tony, I just have to say this, and I'm just candid. Look, if Nancy is not with us, likely that pacemaker would have been dealt with. So I think it's truly a shot in the dark. I think it's truly a Hail Mary pass, but why not? You know, go ahead, get your sniffer out there. See if you can get a helicopter within 200 yards, which is very difficult.
Yeah,
obviously. I mean, you got phone lines, you have buildings, you have issues. But it's better than not trying.
Yeah, I mean, you got to exercise everything you possibly can. Give us your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and on YouTube on where you think everything is at here in the Nancy Guthrie investigation.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are.
And that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Some days you just want to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll always look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are.
And that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.